Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. Good morning and welcome to yet another One Step Wealthier episode. And in today's episode, I wanted to talk about why the 4% rule doesn't work for me. I'm aware that this episode might be a little bit controversial because the 4% rule in the FIRE community has been something that is written in stone. I am aware that it's something safe and people feel safe with that 4% rule. And also for context, this is not advice for what you should do in your FIRE journey. This is just my personal perspective in my own FIRE journey, because your situation might be different from mine, will certainly be different from mine. So you shouldn't take it as something for yourself as well. Instead, you should look into your own situation and look at what works for you. So in one of the previous episodes, I've spoken about the book Die with Zero by Bill Perkins, about how money wealth is not our only wealth. We also have health wealth and we also have time wealth. And after I read this book, I decided that I wanted to find the perfect balance in my own life between time, energy or health, and money. Because the things I want to do when I retire, I want to be quite active, I want to hike, I want to travel a little bit more, and maybe those wouldn't be the things that I would like to do in my 60s. Maybe it would, but I'm not willing to take that risk. So that's why I'm willing to stretch the 4% rule a little bit more. So now some of you might be thinking, Christina, what the heck is the 4% rule? What are you talking about? I don't understand. So I'm just going to clarify a little bit. If you're not a financial independence freak, which probably most of you aren't, so I'm just going to clarify what it is. So the 4% rule is basically the withdrawal rate after you hit an early retirement. So it is popular with the FIRE community. FIRE stands for Financial Independence Retire Early. And it is basically that every year you would take 4% of your investment at the time and you will never run out of money. So it's basically a safe bet. And it is designed to make your money last for 30 plus years. I'm 37 right now and I'm planning to retire with 41. So obviously, hopefully, I would have 30 plus years to live off of that money. But I'll tell you why it doesn't work for me. So the 4% rule is also based on the average market returns, the worst case scenarios. So you retiring in February 2020, right into the market crash. And it also assumes that you will never ever get any further income. So I would retire with 41, but it assumes that I would never ever make any money whatsoever from anything else apart from my investments, obviously. And the 4% rule has been created for conservative, safe, and fixed withdrawals, regardless of any life events or market shifts. So it doesn't consider also your personal circumstances. So it doesn't consider that, for example, if you have children, if you don't. It is basically a rule designed to fit absolutely everyone. So it's like a unisex hat. So although this rule is the safest thing ever, so 4%, is something that wouldn't fail. And if I would only withdraw 4%, I would never run out of money. So why am I questioning this? Why am I not sticking to this rule? So I want flexibility. I don't want a rigid rule of 4% every single year and not to look at my investments or not to look at what I want to do with my life. I don't mind being flexible here. And the main reason is that the 4% rule would delay my retirement by 5+ years. So instead of 41, I would probably maybe retire with 47. And this is the time that I really value highly because I think the things I might want to do with 41 wouldn't be the same as the things I would like to do with 47. So I'm not willing to just grind for those 5 additional years just for that rule. And hear me on this. I prefer to balance money, health, and energy, not just wealth. I prefer to die with zero. And also, I am single. I'm intending to remain single. And I have no dependents. So my situation might be completely different from your situation. And also, I don't plan to never work again. I know myself, I cannot just sit without doing anything. So either is seasonal work or any freelance gigs. I'm still planning to do something. Definitely not full time because my hiking trails await. However, I am trying to still bring in some income here and there. So it's not that I'm not going to ever work again when I'm 41 and I'm just gonna live on the beach in Bali drinking margaritas. I know this is not me, so this is not going to happen. So I'm still going to be doing something, whether it's being a mountain guide or having little freelance gigs or any other seasonal work, maybe 2 months a year. I will be there. I will be there making some money. So it's not going to happen that I'm never going to have any income ever again. And on top of that, I'm a bit of an investment geek, let's call it like that. And I'm willing to observe the market. I'm willing to monitor the market and also adapt my withdrawals accordingly. So let's say 1 year, if the market crashes and I realize that if I made a withdrawal during that year, that would massively reduce the size of my portfolio, then probably I would look for other income streams, or I would take a part-time gig, or I would do something. So I'm not willing to blindly just withdraw percentage of my portfolio without looking at what the market is doing. And as I told you before, I don't have dependents and I don't have any fixed costs that are high. I don't have any fixed costs at all, really. So that helps. And also, I enjoy a lean and flexible lifestyle at the moment. Who knows? Maybe that will change, but then I will adjust that accordingly. So what will I do instead then if 4% doesn't work? So I'm aiming for 5 to maybe 6% withdrawal rate in some years, maybe higher some years, maybe lower some other years. So I'm willing to stay flexible. And also, I'm open to adjusting that based on the market performance, as I said before. And I am also building a strong foundation in my finances and I'm lowering my living costs as much as I can, so that can be sustainable long-term. So I want that optionality where I can pause withdrawals and find income if I needed it. So as I mentioned before, if the market crashes, then I will have to find income somewhere if I don't want to reduce my portfolio massively, which, to be honest with you, I'm happy to do that. So I think with this, everyone's withdrawal rate is different. Yours might be 3.5. I've heard some people saying even 3%. So that's to be extra conservative, which is not bad. If that helps you to feel safer with this, that's amazing. But also think about how many years will that delay your retirement and what you could do with those years, with that time and with that energy that you have now. And my rate, my withdrawal rate might be 6%. And that's okay as well if I feel comfortable with that. And it is crucial to understand that wealth is only one part of the financial freedom. Because if you have all the wealth in the world, but you have not much time left and you have no energy, then there's no point of you having that wealth. And I think time and energy, they can fade way faster than your portfolio can grow. And I'd rather have a few flexible years when I'm younger, rather than wait for the perfect financial conditions where I can finally retire. And I think all my part-time gigs and all my jobs that I've had taught me that I could have any kind of job, and I'm not worse of a person, or I'm not less intelligent if I'm doing a barista work, or if I'm working in a hotel, or if I'm working as a receptionist. So I'm very grateful for that, that I know that I could adapt very quickly to any economic circumstances. So to conclude this episode, I wanted to invite you to think about your number and your lifestyle. What do you want in your life, rather than following any blind rule? Just question what serves you. Maybe 4% wouldn't serve you. Maybe you even would like something more conservative or something less conservative. This is your life, and you are the one who would have to decide what to do with it and what to do with the time, with the energy, and with the money that you have. And if this episode resonated, please DM me or share it with someone who is also rethinking their FIRE plans. And if you're one of those who would like to invest, but you don't know where to start, grab my guide on how to start investing. It's a guide that I wish I had 10 years ago when I had no idea about investing. So just click on the link in my Instagram, Facebook, or on this episode description. And if you like this episode, please share it with someone. It helps more than you think, because this podcast grows one listener at a time. And for me, it's amazing how I see all this being shared and being talked about. So thank you for that. And remember that the best time to invest was yesterday, and the second best is today. And please note that anything I say here, it is not individual financial advice. I have the qualifications of a financial advisor, but I do not know your situation. So please do not take this as an individual financial advice. Always do your own research before making any financial decisions. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.